As we go to air tonight, an American evangelist named Benny Hinn will have arrived in Australia to preach to thousands at his crusades. Trouble is, Benny Hinn is a fake, a dangerous fake. What he does is prey on the sick, the desperate, and the gullible. The advertisements for his Australian tour say, Miracle Crusade, come expecting to receive your miracle. Well, that's simply a lie. What we've discovered is that if you go, you'll be touched for donations and be caught in a piece of showbiz trickery. This Palestinian-born preacher man, with a morning show each day on Channel 10 and annual earnings of around $100 million, is just a shameless salesman selling false hope. When Benny Hinn last brought his crusade to Australia in January, over 20,000 people turned out each night to see him perform at Melbourne's Myer Music Bowl. The headquarters of the Miracle Man are in Orlando, Florida, not far from that other magic kingdom, Disney World. But getting to meet Benny wasn't easy. His gates were closed to us until we told him we were going to do our story with or without his blessing, or that of his guardian angels.
I would wake up at nights, and I would see angels in my room. At first, I did not really understand it. It was very... it's even... now hard to describe really what they look like.
What did they look like?
They looked like you and me, except you can see through them.
Wings and halos?
No, I did not see any wings. I don't remember any wings.
Anybody can do it. It has nothing to do with God. It has to do with suspending critical judgment.
The Reverend Ollie Anthony runs a Christian watchdog group in Dallas. He and his staff have studied the Benny Hinn Show for years and say it's just a carefully orchestrated exercise in mass hysteria.
Well, first of all, you're at the first level of hypnosis when you go into the crusade. Well, then you see you've been programmed by seeing it week after week on television of people falling down when he blows on them. And then you go there expecting that to happen. And then the music, and the repetitive music, and the lighting, and the crowds, and the monosyllabic singing all creates this environment. It's just like a stage hypnotist.
Because he's passing out gifts for you.
A man told me one day, he said, you are better than P.T. Barnum. I said, oh, well, thank you. But let me you know, tell you something. This is purely the part of God, whether you accept it or not.
But you and I know, Benny, that they fall over because of the power of suggestion, not the power of the Lord.
Well, that's your opinion. That's absolutely... No.
You've seen the same trick.
No, my friend, listen, let me tell you something. Now, when I lay hands on people, they do fall. Why they fall, I don't know.
But if you laid hands on me here and now with the cameras on...
Nothing happened.
You couldn't make me fall down.
No, because there's no anointing right now. You got to understand something.
No, because there's no way in the world you could make me believe in what you say.
Well, again, Jeff, that is something you feel and believe. You have thousands of people who've attended our meetings. I've been in this thing for 25 years.
A lot of practice.
No. If you think that I can fool all those people, then I am... you know, you can't fool all the people all the time.
Just stretch your hands towards me in your homes. And come put your hands across that screen. All that is the act of faith. That's all it is. Touch every person watching.
When Benny Hinn urged the sick in his television audience to seek healing from his hands, among the desperate who reached out were Joanne and Paul Roach of Brisbane. Joanne had just been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
I became paralyzed for 3 months there. I couldn't move my arms or my legs. I woke up cross-eyed, My basal went over to one side.
Did you see it as an illness or as Satan?
Oh, attack from Satan, definitely, yeah.
Satan can put infirmities on anybody. It's up to our belief in God that that we will be healed from them.
Let's not play games with our eternity.
When the laying on of television hands didn't work, Joanne and her husband Paul went along to the pastor's Brisbane crusade.
I prayed to God and I said, God, if it, I really believe that you're going to heal me today, and went knowing, I had a knowing feeling that I was going to be healed that day.
Multiple sclerosis is an incurable disease.
That's right.
My God.
If you're cured, it's a miracle.
That's right. Yeah. God's a God of miracles. He's a good God.
You believe you're totally cured?
Yes.
You believe you've had a miracle?
That's right.
When we join Benny Hinn on a crusade in Albuquerque, thousands of desperate people turned up to buy what Benny is selling, a commodity called hope.
Benny Hinn is now taking, we estimate, I think very conservatively, that he'll take in $75 million this year.
As Benny's World Outreach Center is registered as a church, all of the money the faithful will stuff into these envelopes is tax-free. And once you're on his mailing list, you're a target for computer-driven mail order soliciting.
We call it the Wheel of Fortune. It's how they get names and addresses. And their crusades, like Benny does when he comes to Australia, their crusades are just their television set. And so the whole purpose of them is to develop a mailing list. And in that mailing list, when people call in for prayer or write for prayer, then those names are carefully nurtured and a very, very sophisticated system of money raising happens.
And what I want you to do is you send that gift and we'll use it in the ministry to spread the message of healing to the world. Mm. It'll be used properly, for it's God's precious seed.
Isn't it about money? Isn't it about these?
Well, of course. Jeff, we have to collect offerings. I do not apologize for that, because we have to pay our bills like anything else. We have to pay for television time. We have a staff of 500 people that we have to pay. So, I mean, money has got to be a part of it.
But didn't Jesus drive the money men out of the temple?
These people that were selling and buying at the temple were making a business out of
making that. Didn't Jesus tip your tables over? Didn't he overturn the vendors? Didn't he drive them out of the temple?
But again, if you read the gospel as the gospel states,
I have,
what had happened, it's quite simple. These individuals were not out to serve God. They were out to serve themselves.
A man said to me one day, well, how much should I sow? My reply was, what kind of a harvest do you want? If you have big debt, you sow big seed. It's just the way it is. Because it doesn't take brains to figure the thing out. You give, you get.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To keep the millions rolling in, Benny has to keep rolling out the miracles.
He touched me, and I'm healed, and I praise God.
Will you ask the Lord to heal you, sweetheart? Go ahead.
Jesus, will you heal me?
Before each show, Benny's staff go looking for the most telegenic and gullible characters. They have no way of knowing whether these people even have the illnesses they claim.
The very first woman you brought up on stage in Albuquerque was presented by you as being cured, a miraculous walk. But we saw her walking and chatting with one of your staff before your show even began.
Let me tell you something. That woman was a fake.
So you admit you have fakes?
My friend, We have fakes all the time that come up on the platform and tell me they've been healed.
You turn the fakes into part of the show.
No.